Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And breaking news this morning, one person is dead, another is hurt after a shooting in Cumberland County just before midnight. The WRAL breaking news tracker is on that scene.
And we are still tracking some significant delays on I-40 eastbound near the 540 interchange. I'm going to show you how to get around the crash coming up.
And windy and warm today means we have high fire danger. I'll show you what that means for you this afternoon.
Slapped on net and run to the stop, and that does it.
The Carolina Hurricanes come up big in their playoff opener. What's next for the team as they march toward the Stanley Cup? A great start to the playoffs there. It is 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning and just beautiful weather out there. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, it was the slimmest of margins last night, but one big step for the club. Love
seeing
that.
They got the job done.
Yeah, exactly. It's all you can ask. And Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We are clear sailing right here, it looks like.
So pretty. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. Of course, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences on Jones Street. Temperatures are beginning to creep up a little bit with that pretty sunshine. 50 degrees now. We started off in the triangle in the mid 40s this morning. It is going to be breezy this afternoon, somewhat like yesterday. We'll see west winds up to 15 miles per hour, gusting 20 to 25. We have very low humidity, so the two of those together mean there's high fire danger. And the best thing you can do is put off burning for today, maybe even tomorrow as well, before we start to see our humidity climbing and the winds dropping. Then it'll be safer. It's still 43 in Roxborough, but we dropped into the upper 30s earlier. It's 51 now in Southern Pines, 56 in Fayetteville, still holding on to some upper 40s for Goldsboro and Clinton, but temperatures there should begin to warm up nicely here shortly. Temperatures anywhere 5 to 15 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday. Temperatures warm up quickly, though. We'll see almost 70 at lunchtime and a high in the upper 70s. We have several more days that are going to be perfect for getting outside. Over the weekend, though, a cold front comes through. I'll show you what time we could start seeing some of the rain. Michelle?
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. We are still tracking some major delays on I-40 eastbound this morning because of a crash that has three lanes blocked on I-40. This is a live look at I-40 at Harrison Avenue. This is where it starts to clear up. This is way beyond the crash. The crash happened near Aviation Parkway up near the 540-40 interchange. I'm going to show you on this map exactly what we're looking at here. This is where the crash happened near Aviation Parkway. You can see red and yellow on that map. But again, once you get down to the Harrison Avenue exit, that's where you start to see some relief. This is a look at the 540-40 interchange. You can see cars really kind of at a standstill just beyond on that tree. It is starting to move a little more quickly, which is some good news this morning. We do have Laura Levine on her way to that. She will have an update for us in a live shot coming up. But this is another crash that we're also following this morning. Benson Road at Circle Drive. This one we were seeing a couple of delays on Benson Road, those seem to have cleared, but this is an accident with injuries. That is something that I will keep an eye on this morning. Another crash I'm also following here, Pool Road at Sunnybrook Road. That is also an accident with injury, something else I will also watch out for this morning. I do have some drive times for you. It looks like a 13-minute delay from 885 through 40. That is a big improvement from earlier this morning when we were looking at delays of almost an hour.
A story that we've been following in the overnight hours. One person is dead. Another is in the hospital after a shooting that happened just before midnight on Gilcrest Sands Drive. This was in the town of Hope Mills. Michael Grace was at the scene in the overnight hours in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
Well, here just after 7, you can see behind me, authorities have started to clear this crime scene. Just one more police unit here right now. So let's get you to this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of what this scene looked like earlier. This is from around 4 in the morning. You can see this whole section of the block roped off by crime tape and really honing in on that one specific house here in the middle of the block. Investigators going in and out throughout this morning and just stopped about 10 minutes ago. Again, right here after 7. Now what we do know is two people were shot. One was dead on scene once authorities arrived. The other in the hospital in stable condition. And the other big question we're still asking investigators is if they have anybody in custody at this time. In Cumberland County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Today, a push to limit options for transgender athletes in North Carolina middle and high schools will face its first big test. Debate is about to begin on what's called the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. WRAL's Nye Harden explains this, what this would mean if passed.
This will be the first debate on that bill. It's going to happen here behind me and start at 9 o'clock this morning. The bill blocks athletes from participating on teams in middle and high school that do not match the sex on their birth certificate. It was introduced earlier this month, the same day former Democrat Tricia Cotham switched parties, giving Republicans a supermajority and a real chance at getting this passed. 21 states have done similar bans. The organization in charge of high school sports here in North Carolina says there's only about 15 transgender athletes playing this year. The commissioner says she's seen little to no impact from their participation. The Senate will debate this again at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll have that for you on the WRAL News app and in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Teachers in Moore County schools can no longer keep a student's decision to change pronouns a secret. The Board of Education passed a policy last night known as a Parents' Bill of Rights. It requires teachers or faculty to notify a student's legal guardian about any name or pronoun change. The policy does include one exception in cases where informing a parent puts the student in danger. Supporters and opponents spoke about the policy last night.
And it will stem the hijacking of classrooms by a fringe element that demonizes parents while grooming children and ignoring their mental health.
If you think your policies can target just the gay and trans kids, you are wrong. What children see done to their peers, they feel is done to them. Don't target and marginalize kids, and don't pass policies that inhibit students from talking to teachers.
North Carolina lawmakers are considering similar restrictions on pronoun changes for students. The state Senate has already passed a bill to put them in place.
There could soon be a new skyscraper in downtown Raleigh. City Council could vote today on a rezoning request to allow for a 40-story building in the area contained by McDowell, Salisbury, Cabarrus, and Davy Streets. You see it shaded yellow here on this map. The developer says the building would be for multifamily housing or a hotel and would include a bike share station as well as art installation. City staff tell us having more housing is important.
People are moving to the area and we need more housing to house not only the people that live here and have lived here for generations, but additionally the people that are moving here. So I think, you know, sort of thinking about supply and demand, one of the ways of sort of maintaining or increasing housing affordability is to increase housing supply.
The city's planning commission already voted unanimously for the development. Today's council vote is expected around 1 o'clock.
Carolina Hurricanes made sure their first step on the ice was a positive one in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Canes took down the New York Islanders last night at PNC Arena in game one of their opening round series. 2-1 victory, and game two of the series is tomorrow night at PNC Arena. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. And ahead in the next 10 minutes, WRO's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz give us a closer look at how the Canes pulled out this win.
All public schools in Akron, Ohio are closed today because of protests over a grand jury's decision to not charge officers in the death of Jaylen Walker. City officials have set up a demonstration zone as a place for people to protest the decision. They plan to keep the protest zone open 24 hours a day for the next week. A grand jury declined to indict 8 officers who shot Walker dozens of times at the end of a chase last summer, killing him. Authorities say the officers tried to stop Walker with a taser before shooting.
Mr. Walker then reached for his waistband in what several officers described as a cross-draw motion, planted his foot, and turned toward the officers while raising his hand. Only then did the officers fire.
And I still can't comprehend how a young man has 46 bullet holes from officers.
Officer shot 94 times in 7 seconds. Walker was black. 7 of the officers involved are white. The officers have not been publicly identified.
You'll likely hear some loud noises around Fort Bragg today as hundreds of soldiers with the 18th Field Artillery Brigade are taking part in a training exercise at Pike Field. They'll be working with machine guns, rocket launchers, and more. And these are images from the brigade's Facebook page. The exercises run from 9 to 4 today, as well as this Friday, April 21st.
New this morning, another flight is coming to RDU International this summer. Breeze Airways just revealed it will add service to New York's Islip Long Island MacArthur Airport. The nonstop flight starts June 29th. One-way tickets start at $59. This is Breeze's ninth nonstop route from RDU since its launch at the airport back in February.
10 minutes after 8 on our Tuesday morning, and up next, a look at the new footage of a dramatic rescue of actor Jeremy Renner after he was almost killed in a snowplow accident.
And then ahead at 8:30, what books should your child be allowed to read in class? The plan Wake County Schools is looking at that could put new limits in place.
We have beautiful weather in the forecast for the next several days, all the way into the weekend. But the weekend will also bring a cold front. I'll show you the timeline for the rain.
The time right now. Good morning, Clinton. This is a live look from our WRL Live Cam network here. Just beautiful. The sun has risen there as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. That view, looking up in the sky, we have another one right behind Elizabeth Gardner there, looking down on the greens there. It'll be a great day on the golf course.
Absolutely. All the way really into the weekend, it's going to be nice. Right now, we're taking a look at what's happening here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club in Southern Pines. So pretty. 50 degrees currently. We'll see. Temperatures warming up quickly. We're at 71 by 1 o'clock, and into the afternoon, temperatures are in the upper 70s. The wind's going to pick up later on today, but right now, the wind is fairly calm. It'll be out of the west today. Right now, it's just about 3 to 5 miles per hour. But once we get into the afternoon, we'll see winds steady out of the west at 10 to 15, gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. And so we do have high fire danger. We're going to see low humidity. And those two things combined means that fires could spread quickly. So you're discouraged from doing any outdoor burning today. Again, with that breezy condition and the relative humidity being very low, those fires can spread fast. So maybe later in the week, into the weekend, especially after we've seen a little rain, it becomes a bit safer. Around town today, 77 in Raleigh, 78 in Durham, 80 degrees in Fayetteville. So beautiful day. Our humidity is low. Our dew point right now is 38 degrees. So that puts us in the refreshing category. We'll see our dew points climbing on up into the 50s over the next couple of days. That still keeps us comfy. Still going to feel really great, even though our temperatures are going to climb into the 80s. Our dew point again climbs to the 50s Friday and Saturday, but that still will be comfortable because our temperatures will be pretty warm up into the 80s. Still going to feel on the hot side, but it won't feel as oppressively muggy as it would if our dew points were climbing into the upper 60s or around 70. Our normal high temperature is 74, so we're a little above that today and well above it for Wednesday through Saturday, as our highs will be in the 80s. It's going to make for some lovely weather for tailgating at the Hurricanes game tomorrow night. Temperatures at 5 o'clock right after work, 81 degrees, 71 as people are leaving the arena there at around 10 o'clock. We do have a front that comes through Saturday night into early Sunday morning. Behind it, we're going to get a big push of cold air. We're going to see temperatures likely below normal on Sunday, and that trend may continue well into next week. Saturday is Earth Day, and Saturday is also the day that we'll be watching for that next front coming up in just a little while. I'll walk you through the timeline. Michelle?
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. We have some good news. That crash that we were following all morning long on I-40 eastbound at the 540 interchange near Aviation Parkway is actually cleared. You can see here traffic moving freely again this morning, which is some good news because we were looking at about an hour delay earlier this morning. So that is some good news. I do have a couple other crashes that I'm following this morning. That one on 40 has cleared. This is US 64 westbound at Lizard Lick Road. You can see some delay stretching back on US 64 westbound there. That is a serious accident. So that is something that we are watching this morning. Another crash that also popped up, Benson Road at Circle Drive. This one not causing any delay so far this morning. Another one that's also not causing too many delays is this, Pool Road at Sunnybrook Road. Just a couple of delays leading up to it on Sunnybrook Road, but other than that, you shouldn't be waiting there too long this morning. Do have some drive times for you. Couple of delays we're looking at. One south from Wake Forest, going to take you about 8 minutes. And if you're coming up 40 from Cleveland, it's going to take you about 8 minutes as well.
Thanks, Michelle. Today we will learn more about an effort to expand protections for victims of human trafficking. The Republican sponsors of a new bill will speak about it at 10 this morning at the state legislative building. The bill includes language to expand what constitutes human trafficking and sets rules for no contact orders for victims.
Durham's mayor says there's a lot to be proud of, but still a lot of work to do in the Bull City. Violence was a big focus of her State of the City address last night.
I will ask for a moment of silence and reflection for our community members that we lost just as recently as yesterday.
Elaine O'Neill addressed the recent deadly violence across the city, affecting many younger members of the community. She says everyone needs to be a part of the change and asks more people to volunteer. O'Neill addressed other topics, too, praising the 400 new units of affordable housing in Durham and millions of dollars for making streets safer. A recent survey showed 82% of people living in Durham called it either a good or great place to live.
Newly released body camera video shows the aftermath of the snowplow accident that severely injured actor Jeremy Renner. This video shows the large vehicle that crushed Renner as he worked to free his nephew's truck from the snow in Nevada on New Year's Day. Renner's nephew explained to deputies how the accident happened.
He went up and then turned around, got out to tell me something, and then that's when it started coming at me like full force. That's when he tried to jump back in there.
The video shows emergency crews working on Renner before he was flown to a hospital. Renner suffered more than 30 broken bones along with head and chest trauma.
And breaking here in the WRAL Live Center, rival factions in Sudan agreeing to a temporary 24-hour ceasefire. This is new information just into the newsroom in the last 10, 15 minutes. Take a look at video from that country over the weekend when that power struggle erupted between the Sudanese army and those rival forces. Now, this ceasefire comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed a U.S. embassy convoy came under heavy attack in Sudan in the last 24 hours. Blinken said, as though the convoy was clearly marked when it was attacked. Everyone made it out safely from that attack. The UN says before this temporary ceasefire and since this weekend, that violence killed more than 180 people and injured more than 1,800 others.
Ken, thanks. Parts of Wisconsin have been hit with a blast of spring snow. In north central Wisconsin, some areas got around a foot of snow. People were out with their snow blowers and shovels trying to clear sidewalks and driveways.
RDU now has more space for planes to park. A ribbon cutting was held yesterday for the new overnight parking area. We reported yesterday that parking expansion was for visitors and their cars. However, this is a parking lot for planes. Airport leaders say the new space will help improve the flow of air traffic during the busy morning hours.
Back to our coverage of the Carolina Hurricanes' big win and game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. WRAL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz shows us what helped get them to victory. Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz alongside Pat Welter. You know what they say? Special teams and goaltending, that's what wins you games in the postseason, and that's what got the Carolina Hurricanes a 2-1 win against the New York Islanders last night in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And a big reason for that win is the power play, something that has plagued this Hurricanes team all season long. They're ranked 20th in the NHL at just 19%, but last night they get two goals on the man advantage courtesy of Sebastian Aho and Stefan Nason. But it's also all about execution. They've been doing the same thing all season long, but last night the shots were just going in.
I mean, it's obviously a lot nicer to put some in than not to. I think it's more if you're doing things right, and yeah, it's been building, I think.
The power play, you know, got us both goals, and PK was good, so that's all that matters. We want, and you know, special teams gave us a chance to win tonight, so yeah, that's good.
Andrei Svechnikov won't be scoring any power play goals this postseason, but he can fire up the crowd, and that's what he did when he sounded the siren. Now, we actually caught up with him after the first period, told us he's doing well since his ACL surgery. Said this is kind of a matter of time since he tore his MCL back in the bubble, but he said he's doing well. The fan support has been amazing. They even baked him some cookies, Casey.
The Caniacs will do that. They show out for their players here. He also said his shoulder hurt from sounding that siren. But here's the deal. He's going to stay here through the summertime as he continues his rehab. He has no summer plans. His message for the team is go out and win the cup. And the Canes will continue that run right here tomorrow night at PNC Arena for game two versus the Islanders. But for Pat Welter, I'm Casey Hintz. We'll send it back to you guys.
Jazz musicians from around the country are meeting on the campus of North Carolina Central University today. NC Central U is kicking off its 32nd annual Jazz Festival. There'll be concerts, clinics, and lectures from musicians, including Grammy nominee Antonio Hart. The festival runs through April 30th. Just last month, NC Central's jazz band won the prestigious Jack Rudin Jazz Competition in New York City.
Some big changes are coming to the McDonald's hamburger, and a familiar face is returning. McDonald's just announced it will be making its sandwich buns softer and will be adding white onions to the patties while they're on the grill. McDonald's says it's also adding more sauce to the Big Mac. But fans say what they're really excited about, the return for the Hamburglar for the first time since 2015. He is back in a series of new commercials rolling out this week. Missed the guy, and now he's back for more adventures with McDonald's, the Hamburglar.
Right on. And you know what? The onion thing, you know, that could make a difference in it. But I'm not sure. I used to be a quarter pounder with cheese guy back in the day. Like, you know, that was the go-to. More of an Egg McMuffin now.
I'm all about chicken nuggets and fries, but, you know, might have to try their new hamburger and see how it stacks up.
Just get a taste. See if the buns are soft. Coming up, what we won't see in a deal reached in the wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin after the shooting on the set of the movie Rust.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. Looking forward to some Goldilocks weather. Not too hot, not too cold later this afternoon, Elizabeth.
We'll add not too humid to the list, too. It's going to feel so comfortable out there, really all the way through Friday. A beautiful look at Chapel Hill here from Top of the Hill Restaurant, looking at beautiful sunny skies. 54 in Lewisburg, it's 56 in Fayetteville, 51 in South Hill. But it'll be a pretty fast warm-up into the 60s and 70s this afternoon. If you're walking the dog this evening after work, temperatures will still feel nice in the mid-70s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. We have had a very busy morning traffic-wise here. A major crash on 40 had hour-long delays. Thankfully, that has cleared up. But we are focusing on a couple of other crashes now. This one here, I-40 eastbound up near Durham. This causing some pretty heavy delays in that area. So if you were there, really just pack your patience this morning. Another crash I'm also following is this one, US 64 westbound at Lizard Lick Road. You can see the yellow on the map there. That also causing some pretty significant delays. We do have a picture here to show you what this looks like. A couple cars on the road there. Again, just take your time this morning. Renee.
Michelle, thanks. An investigation is underway in Hope Mills after two people were shot overnight. This happened around midnight on Gilcrest Sands Drive. One victim died. The other is in stable condition at Cape Fear Valley Medical Center. There could soon be a new skyscraper in downtown Raleigh. City Council could vote today on a rezoning request to allow for a 40-story building in the area contained by McDowell, Salisbury, Cabarrus, and Davie Streets. Today's vote is expected around 1 o'clock. Next on Fox 50, what you need to know about the new push to limit options for transgender athletes in middle and high schools across North Carolina.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
One person is dead, another is hurt after shooting in Cumberland County. We'll break down what we learned about the investigation overnight.
And we have high fire danger for it today. I'll show you what that means for you this afternoon.
Plus, we're watching for the first big test in an effort to limit how transgender student athletes can play sports in North Carolina. The debate begins at the General Assembly today. This is where you are looking live right now. Bathed in sunshine like a lot of places around our area right now at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Such a pretty start to our Tuesday morning, but highs going to be in the 70s, won't be too humid, and lots of sunshine. Elizabeth, you're speaking my weather love language.
Yeah, you and I think a lot of people. Look at this gorgeous deep blue sky here over Warrenton right now. It's going to look like this everywhere across the viewing area all day long and really for the next several days. Our temperatures in the Triangle area, right around 50 degrees right now. We're going to see some wind picking up this afternoon with gusts up to 20, 25 miles per hour. That'll along with low humidity means that we have high fire danger. Any fires that got started today could get pushed along by that breeze and spread quickly. So outdoor burning is discouraged for today. Right now it is 46 in Roxborough, 54 in Rocky Mount, 56 in Fayetteville, 51 in Southern Pines. So temperatures are slowly beginning to warm up. Right now we're looking at temperatures about 5 to 7 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday. But we should have a nice fast warm up. Lunchtime temperatures are close to 70. We'll climb into the upper 70s this afternoon with lots of sunshine. I am still tracking a front for the weekend. I'll show you what the current thinking is with a timeline of that coming up.
An investigation is underway in Hope Mills after two people were shot overnight. This happened around midnight on Gilcrest Sands Drive. One victim died. The other is in stable condition at Cape Fear Valley Medical Center.
Today, a push to limit options for transgender athletes in North Carolina middle and high schools will face its first big test. Now, debate is about to begin on the so-called Fairness in Women's Sports Act. WRL's Nia Harden explains what this would mean if it passed.
This will be the first debate on that bill. It's going to happen here behind me and start at 9 o'clock this morning. The bill blocks athletes from participating on teams in middle and high school that do not match the sex on their birth certificate. It was introduced earlier this month, the same day former Democrat Tricia Cotham switched parties, giving Republicans a supermajority and a real chance at getting this passed. 21 states have done similar bans. The organization in charge of high school sports here in North Carolina says there's only about 15 transgender athletes playing this year. The commissioner says she's seen little to no impact from their participation. The Senate will debate this again at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll have that for you on the WRAL News app and in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
There will be extra security on the campus of Sand Hills Community College this morning as classes resume after a threat to a faculty member. Caleb Moore is charged with making that threat, as well as bringing a gun onto campus. He's in the Moore County Detention Center without bond ahead of his first court hearing tomorrow. Investigators say the threat prompted an evacuation and led the college to suspend all in-person activities.
There could soon be new rules for the books your child is allowed to read in class. The Wake County Board of Education is considering a plan to ensure books are, quote, not pervasively vulgar. It would also require teachers to make considerations for material read aloud in class and would also make library books subject to the same review as books used in the classroom. Now keep in mind, it could be months before any changes are actually made. Today's meeting starts at 3.
Raleigh skyline could get a new addition. City Council is considering a plan today to build a tower up to 40 stories tall in the heart of downtown. WRL's Laura Levine explains where this new building would go.
Right now, we are right off of West Cabrera Street, and this is the mixed-use development in question. It's going to be right here behind me if approved. Now, currently, it is zoned for about 20 stories, but the developer wants to double that height, very comparable here to some of the tall towers we see, like the PNC building behind me. And City Council tonight could give them the green light to do so. This map shows a better look at the area that could add a new look to the Raleigh skyline. A developer wants to rezone four properties on the northern half of the block, bounded by West Davie, South Salisbury, West Cabarrus, and South McDowell Streets. Since 2020, Raleigh City Council has approved 26 rezoning requests for 20 or 40 stories. There are some conditions that would come with this request, including to offer a bike share station, require at least one public art installation, and a contribution of $100,000 to the Affordable Housing Fund. We spoke with Sarah Shahanassy with Raleigh Planning and Development about why it may be critical to consider this type of proposal here.
People are moving to the area and we need more housing to house not only the people that live here and have lived here for generations, but additionally the people that are moving here. So I think, you know, sort of thinking about supply and demand, one of the ways of sort of maintaining or increasing housing affordability is to increase housing supply.
And City Council could decide to vote on this tonight or move this discussion to the next meeting. The meeting today begins at 1 o'clock. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
And more affordable housing could soon be coming to Wake County. We'll hear from city officials today about nearly $12 million in potential funding for six development projects in Cary, Knightdale, Raleigh, and Rollsville. The new sites would bring a total of 515 new affordable housing units to the area. A list of the locations is on your screen right now. It is now up to the State Housing Finance Agency to sign off on the development.
The Carolina Hurricanes are off to a winning start in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Canes took down the New York Islanders last night at PNC Arena in game one of their opening round series, 2-1. Thousands of fans packed into the stadium, hoping this fifth straight playoff run will end with the Canes winning it all.
The way that we constantly adapt is really what makes the big change here. We're coming together as a team. You saw the way these last two games went of the season. I expect this to continue the rest of the way through the playoffs.
Game two of the series is tomorrow night at PNC Arena. Puck drop will be at 7.
The defamation trial against Fox News will begin today in a Delaware courtroom after a one-day delay. The federal judge presiding over the case did not explain why the one-day delay. The Wall Street Journal reported Fox was pushing for a last-minute settlement to avoid trial. Fox is being sued by Dominion Voting Systems, which says Fox defamed the company by making repeated false claims. That includes saying its voting machines somehow switched votes in the 2020 presidential election from former President Trump to Joe Biden. Fox claims it was reporting on newsworthy allegations. Court filings reveal behind the scenes, people at the network were poking fun at the false narrative.
This morning, we've learned that a Wall Street Journal reporter will remain in a Russian jail. Evan Gershkovich appeared in court this morning. The Kremlin arrested him last month on suspicion of espionage, a charge that the Journal and the U.S. government deny. If convicted of espionage, the journalist faces up to 20 years in prison.
We're working to learn how three people hurt in a deadly crash involving a dump truck are doing this morning. We learned last night Jennifer Camilo Melendez and her daughter Michaela died in the crash on Friday along Drag Strip Road in Johnston County. The driver of the car they were in, Kiara Guadalupe Mercado, is facing several charges. Investigators say she didn't stop at the stop sign at the intersection with Highway 242 and their car was hit by that dump truck. The three others who were hurt were also in that car.
Time is up for tax procrastinators. Today is the deadline to file with the IRS. Now, some good news if you still have questions about your return. The IRS says average wait times to get phone help are way down. Wait times are under 5 minutes this year after they averaged 27 minutes last year. The IRS says funding from the Inflation Reduction Act is helping it improve efficiency. If you can't get your taxes in by today, you can still file for an extension. If it's granted, you'll have until October 16th to turn in your full return.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, a vote that could affect your favorite television shows. I'm talking about what happened with the Writers Guild of America members voting to authorize a strike if an agreement can't be reached with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The current contract expires May 1st. The unions are seeking to, among other things, rework writers' compensation and come up with a better formula for residuals on streaming platforms. Now, this vote doesn't mean a strike is imminent. Both sides agreed to keep talking if it's determined agreement can be reached. This is video from back in 2017 when the writers voted to go on strike. But at that point, some walked out, others didn't. Again, that contract expires May 1st.
20 minutes before 9 on your Tuesday, a Missouri man is facing charges after shooting a teen who came to his house. We'll show you the support coming in from around the country for the teen's family. Plus,
I'm concerned with myself, but I want to make sure that my kids are going to be okay.
There's growing concern following a series of massive chemical fires and toxic spills nationwide. We hear from families who are experiencing health issues. It's going to be another warm, sunny day as you take a live look at Lake Gaston. It'll be a great day to be out on the water or do anything outside. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with your hour-by-hour forecast. It is 8:43. Look at all that sunshine there in Lewisburg and not a cloud in the sky. And that scene repeated all across the viewing area right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a beautiful Tuesday forecast.
Such a pretty morning out there. Just gorgeous sunshine everywhere, as Renee said. Goldsboro, we take a look at our newsroom here in Fayetteville. It's a live look at Chapel Hill from Top of the Hill Restaurant, and Apex looking gorgeous as well. Just so nice out there. We're going to see a long string of pretty weather. It's not going to be until the weekend that we see our next round of rain. But if we see rain this weekend, it'll be the seventh weekend in a row that we've had rain, or at least the forecast of rain. This front will roll in on Saturday. And right now, it looks like it's going to be mainly a Saturday night event. The computer models started off kind of in diverging directions with, you know, rain on Saturday for one and rain on Sunday for the other. But they've just started to come in a better agreement. So that gives us a lot more confidence on the timeline. Now, still, that's not necessarily the final word. So keep checking back as we get closer and closer. We tend to see more agreement with the models, but there may be a little bit of a tweak in the timing if it slows down or speeds up a little bit. So I keep checking back. High pressure system building in for it today, bringing us all that sunshine. This high is with us at least through Friday. The system that arrives on Saturday is just starting to move inland from the Pacific. Here's a look at Futurecast on Saturday. We'll just jump right ahead because we're looking at beautiful conditions until then. And really, Saturday is looking okay. Here's 5 a.m., 9 a.m. You can see partly cloudy skies to start with on Saturday. But then we start to see that front getting closer to us. And the model is not updating right now. But it does look like we'll begin to see some rain around 5 to 6 p.m. And then it moves out by around 7 or 8 a.m. on Sunday. So here's a look. A very small chance for rain late Saturday. We're looking at a good chance of rain overnight. And then it moves out early on Sunday. And that's probably best case scenario for folks who have any outdoor plans. We're looking at half an inch to an inch of rain potentially. We don't really need any more rain. This is the wettest April so far since 1945. We've seen almost 5.25 inches. And here we are at April the 18th. We still have a couple of weeks left in the month. Nice and dry between now and Saturday, of course. We have some pretty weather. Temperatures will climb from 77 today into the 80s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It'll be warm Saturday ahead of the front. Saturday is Earth Day. Any Earth Day events, again, look like they'll be okay. It's going to be evening that we'll start to see that rain moving through. Certainly with this front, there's the possibility of severe storms. As we get closer, we'll see what the potential is as the Storm Prediction Center begins to put that out about 3 days in advance. Sunday and Monday, behind the front, we turn much cooler. Highs will be in the 60s, and those highs in the 60s may continue well into next week.
6 days now after a shooting at a pool party left a teenager dead and five others hurt, no one is in custody, and community members are calling for action. Dozens of family, friends, and neighbors of those teens gathered at Goldsboro City Council last night. Members called for more investment in youth centers, crime prevention, even implementing curfews. Others want the owner of the property where the party took place to be held liable for operating an illegal event space. Goldsboro's mayor says the owners held events even after failing to get the property rezoned as an Airbnb. Those who showed up last night say it was important to speak up.
I had to get my point across. We are a family that comes from a family that speaks, and we speak and we stand on what we believe in. Raised that way. We can't help it. So, no. And my cousin been strong when she been here the whole time.
We're going to get through this together. Yes, we are.
A funeral is tomorrow for 15-year-old Joanna Pearsall, who died in that shooting.
A Missouri man is now facing charges after authorities say he shot a teenager who came to his home by mistake. 84-year-old Andrew Lester is facing felony charges. Prosecutors say he shot 16-year-old Ralph Yarl in the head and arm after the teen rang his doorbell Thursday night. Yarl's family says he was out to pick up his younger brothers and stopped at Lester's home by mistake. Prosecutors say Lester shot Yarl through his glass door because he claims he feared for his life.
That man could have called police. If he suspected something, he could have called 911. The shoot, that was wrong.
Prosecutors say they believe race was a factor in the shooting. Yarl's family says the teen is still in the hospital, but his condition is improving. A GoFundMe set up to help the family cover medical expenses has raised more than $2.5 million.
The proposed settlement agreed upon in the wrongful death lawsuit against Alec Baldwin will remain sealed. A New Mexico judge ruled that the agreement terms for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins' death should be sealed from public view because it benefits her 10-year-old son. Hutchins' family is suing Baldwin and several producers and crew members on the film set of Rust. The lawsuit argues they ignored industry gun safety standards, leading to the accidental shooting death of Hutchins on that set in 2021.
There is growing concern following a series of massive chemical fires and toxic spills nationwide. Families who live in impacted communities fear there could be long-term health impacts. Here's Tom Costello.
From that massive fire in Georgia to a chemical spill near Philadelphia, the train derailment in East Palestine, and the plastics fire in Richmond, Indiana, fear of the unknown is most terrifying. The EPA finding hydrogen cyanide, benzene, chlorine, and carbon monoxide.
It's hard for me to breathe. My lungs are hurting. I have extremely bad headache.
Lynn Childers already had emphysema. He lives 5.5 miles from the Richmond fire and was outside gardening with his great-grandchild.
And this black looked like soot or something falling from the sky.
Charisse Munyon lives in East Palestine.
I'm concerned with myself, but I want to make sure that my kids are going to be okay.
A coalition of groups working to track and prevent chemical disasters estimates there's a chemical fire, explosion, or toxic release every other day in this country.
That is just simply too much. You can't smell cancer on your skin, right? So these chemicals can do harm either immediately or over a long period of time.
The coalition wants stronger EPA regulations on hazmat storage, switching to safer alternatives, and informing communities and firefighters of the toxins in their backyards. Lung experts warn even minimal exposure to some toxins can do lasting damage.
The effects can last for some time, and how long? Could be weeks, could be months, could be years.
Lynn Childers is most concerned for his four-year-old great-grandchild.
My time probably is short in this life. But my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, what's the long-term health effects of this going to be on her?
And that was NBC's Tom Costello reporting.
VinFast is making progress on its new facility in Chatham County. The Vietnam-based company announced its second shipment of electric vehicles is on its way to North America. VinFast says 1,000 SUVs are headed to the U.S. and Canada. The delivery comes after a shakeup of top executives and concern about whether the company could stick to its original timeline for development. The head of Chatham County's Board of Commissioners says she is not worried.
I initially had a timeline that was very aggressive in any circumstances, but certainly in pandemic and post-pandemic times. And so the fact that there have been little glitches hasn't caused me to question their ability to do this. I just feel like it's a more reasonable time frame to expect this to happen a couple of years instead of a year.
VinFast executives will be here to tour Central Carolina Community College with Governor Roy Cooper tomorrow.
Thousands of video game developers and industry experts are gathering in Raleigh today. The city's convention center is hosting the annual East Coast Game Conference. Staff and faculty with Wake Tech are helping to organize the event. The conference aims to get people of all ages and skill levels into the growing video game industry. The event runs through Thursday.
Students at Fayetteville State University will soon have more opportunities to get jobs in the federal government. A top official with the U.S. Agency for International Development is headed to the university today to make a new partnership official. The agency is agreeing to develop a career workforce program at FSU with internships and certification programs. Today there is a ceremony to sign it all at 11 a.m. As Carolina Hurricanes prepare for Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, another competition is brewing, and we're talking about this battle of pizza versus barbecue. Wake County manager David Ellis challenged county leaders in New York to a friendly food wager. If the Canes win the series, they'll send us some pizza from New York. And if they win, county leaders will send some NC barbecue to New York.
Well, Wake County leaders, get ready to eat some pizza.
Let's have it.
That's right. Canes will do it. One of the most legendary outfits in the history of film is up for sale. Saturday Night Fever fans, check this out. John Travolta's iconic white suit from the classic movie is up for auction. The high bid right now, $100,000, but the auction house says the final price could be double that. The winning bid will also get signed photos, press kits, and more. Your chance to win some pop culture history.
Plus, it's functional, too. I mean, you can wear that thing.
It's sharp.
Yeah. You can dance. It's going to go for double what they're saying they think it might go for.
I mean, who doesn't love a three-piece polyester suit? Yeah. And if you buy it, you got to strike the pose, you know, and sing to Staying Alive. Do it.
That thing's not sticking around long. Here we go to break. Winning lottery numbers on your screen. We'll get another check. Weather traffic next.